Today's Kwadinam is October 10th. On our Vedic calendar, it's Sun 4. Well, today we called the beautiful Garden Island of Mauritius. It's just as beautiful, if not more so, than the Garden Island of Kauai. It was a video conferencing call to a Sadhguru Siva Yoga Swami youth retreat that we're holding with 50 or 100 young people. Don't know quite how many were there. Our video conferencing is at the beginning stages. Very small screen, but it works. And we're happy about that. And we're also happy that the youth of this country, being inspired by the two Swamis there, Sinyasin Murugaswamy and Sinyasin Sivadevananda Swami, are spreading the teachings of the Sanatana Dharma and the great wisdom of the Vedas, planting seeds in these young minds. No one's allowed to attend. Who's over 25 years of age. And these wonderful children are having the time of their life. Many of them from very poor villages are taken into a very large five-star hotel who gives us the use of their multi-million dollar facility to benefit the youth of this beautiful country. Congratulations, one and all in Mauritius. Rajkumar has been here on Task Force program for 3 months and is taking off on a plane. In fact, he already did this morning. Good luck, Rajkumar. And we know that your life in the future will be extremely successful, mainly because of what you have learned here at Kwadinam. Some lovely guests, Mr. and Mrs. Balu, president of Buffalo Hindu Temple in New York, visited yesterday. They are such an inspiring couple. And his participation as president in the temple, basically along with many others, has built this wonderful temple. Well, that's about all the news we have. And now about you. I see you in cyberspace. You're looking very beautiful today. But have you ever kept a secret? If I told you a secret, would you keep the secret? If I told you to keep a secret from everybody on earth, would you keep that secret? Probably not. You would tell those who are closest to you, those who you love and who love you. Now, many of you are young people, some in the teens, early 20s, who we're seeing in cyberspace today. Our audience is increasing day after day, visiting this particular page, today at Kwadinam, among all of our thousands of pages on our website. You may be young, but young, you should be wise. Have you ever kept a secret from your mother and from your father? If you have you noticed a difference in your relationship? A distance? One secret, two secrets, three secrets, four secrets builds a fence between you and your parents. Now you know what I'm talking about. That fence has to come down. The flow of energy between you and your mother, you and your father, cannot be inhibited by secrets. Now I'm talking about a secret. This is a pun, not a secret, which is a breath mint. A secret, something you know and that you know they should know, but you are not telling them. Well, this is very important, especially if you are a minor. This does not mean you work in a mine. Another pun. But if you're under 21, don't keep secrets from your parents. Well, parents today help children keep secrets from them because they beat their kids. They yell at their kids. They swear at their kids. They put their kids down. They embarrass their children. They talk about them behind their backs to their friends and relatives, saying how stupid they are. You know, it's a tough world, it's a tough life, but still, if the parents are paying all the bills, putting the roof over their head, providing clothing, transportation, education, well then, don't do anything that is secret, or that you will have to keep secret from them. Behave yourself, because you need your parents and your parents need you. They need you to be an upright citizen, person for them to be proud of, even maybe they're not so proud of themselves and the secrets that they kept from their parents, which divided the family. We don't want to divide the families. A new age is going to come, but it's only going to come with harmony in the family, with closeness in the family, and no fences between any one of the family or another. Did I hit the nail on the head or what? Am I talking straight talk? Yes. It is very straight talk, very necessary talk, because there is a New Age movement that draws on Hinduism, draws on Buddhism, draws on the various pagan thoughts of the world, but nothing will ever work out. There will never be a new age until love and trust exists in every new age home. That means sharing information, trusting that everything will be all right if you share that information, working together, loving together, living together, being spiritual together. Not hiding from each other information, which eventually you won't be able to look each other in the face anymore, because you can't look at your face anymore and really see yourself even when looking in a mirror. So mothers and fathers, be compassionate when your young people explain what they had been keeping secret. And encourage them. Tell some of your secrets too. Make a family. A family is drawing a circle and taking everyone in, not making a square and cutting some out. Don't show favoritism to any of the children. Accept them all for who they are. Love them all for what they are. Beautiful souls, shining souls, perfect souls, living on this planet and deserving all the good that you can give so that they can give much good to their children and hold their family together. Well, I'll be seeing you in our familiar cyberspace tomorrow, October 11th.